Module 7, Lesson 3.1, The Shushpat Method.
The Shushpat Method from Tracy Hogg, the baby whisperer, is great for settling babies aged newborn till about 5 months. Often babies in this age range are not quite able to calm themselves when they're a little worked up, and this very hands-on method is very practical and easy to follow for parents who are wanting to help their little ones get the rest that they need without having to resort to constantly rocking, feeding, or driving the baby to sleep for each nap. It's the perfect method in that your baby is given the parental assistance and closeness that they need while still being given the chance to ease into more independent settling when they're ready. Do keep in mind that this method mainly works well for babies who are swaddled. So how to implement the Shushpat method? At nap time or bedtime, swaddle your little one and do your normal sleep ritual. Put your baby into bed as they become drowsy. If your baby is upset and having trouble settling in the crib when you first start using this method, by the way, you can first of all try shush patting baby to sleep in your arms or on your shoulder for the first 2 or 3 days, and then once they're a little more used to the method, then try again in bed. And that can especially be helpful when using this method as a transition away from nursing to sleep or from rocking to sleep. So that's just something to keep in mind. Once you've laid them into bed, keep your hands on your baby's chest and wait a few seconds just to see how they react. If they begin to cry, you gently turn your baby onto their side while supporting the chest with one hand and using the other hand to pat the back in a slow, rhythmic motion in the center of baby's back. Here we want to keep in mind that we want to pat in the baby's middle back or on their bum, but not on the lower back close to the kidneys. Also keep in mind if your baby is currently learning to roll, shush patting them on their side may actually trigger their roll impulse, and that might cause your baby to get more worked up than calm down and make it really difficult for them to settle. So in this case, you can try settling the baby on their back just by placing one hand on their torso and then just simply pat the side of their bottom with your other hand. So at the same time as you're patting, you also want to make a shh noise. And this may need to be quite loud at the beginning, depending on the baby's cry. It can really be as loud as the baby's cry is to help them calm down. And then you get softer as the baby calms and begins to settle. There are also some apps or devices, such as the baby shusher, that make the shush noise for you. Sometimes doing this noise for a few minutes can make your mouth quite dry. So having an app like the baby shusher can really be helpful. Make sure here that you don't shush into baby's ear, but rather past it or kind of into the room in general. Otherwise, this may cause eardrum damage. So we want to continue shush patting for about 7 to 10 minutes, and your baby should start to calm down. Do keep in mind that babies will often cry, even when held before a nap, as they release stress and emotions. It often does take them 7 to 10 minutes to really start to relax and actually calm down, so don't give up too quickly. If you, however, feel that baby's just not at all settling, put baby up to your shoulder as you continue shush patting, and then once baby has calmed down, put them back gently into the cot and continue. Keep in mind, too, just as a helpful tip, when you're using this method to transition your baby from a bassinet or a co-sleeping situation to a crib, it can sometimes be helpful to settle them laying across the short width of the crib rather than long ways, because that helps create a cozier feeling, and it's also much easier on your arms and on your back as you're shush patting. As your baby starts to drift off to sleep, don't stop the shush patting too quickly. That can often startle baby awake, and then you have to begin the process from the beginning again, and that is so frustrating. Keep in mind it often takes a baby about 20 minutes to be fully in deep sleep, so try to shush pat until you're really sure your little one is deeply asleep. And then just gradually begin to shush more quietly and pat more softly until you stop completely. Keep in mind that if your baby was on their side for the shush pat process, we want to make sure to roll them gently back onto their back once they're deeply asleep in order for safe sleep. Once you've stopped shush patting completely, you can just stand and wait near your baby's bed quietly for another couple of minutes until you're sure that they're asleep, and then leave the room quietly. It can be really helpful here to have white noise going on in the background as well as the shush. So using the shush just for the falling asleep, but having other constant white noise on in the background so that when you leave the room, your baby is not startled. Over the next few days, the aim is to try and stop the patting earlier and earlier until your baby's able to settle to sleep relatively easily with just shushing. That may take a couple of weeks, so stay persistent. Keep in mind that if your little one gets increasingly more worked up when implementing shush pat, it may just be that this method does not suit them. Some babies find the patting to be too stimulating. So in that case, you may want to try just shushing with a calm, not patting hand on their torso. So a firm hand on their torso and then just doing this shush sound. Or if the whole method feels like it's not really working for your little one, you might want to try the accompanied settling instead.